We are going to continue the hour by talking art. Ongoing right now is a great exhibit at the Ackland Art Museum, Passed Forward, Native American Art from Oklahoma's Gilcrease Museum. It runs through April 28th. You've got almost the entire rest of the month to check it out. This Friday, the 12th, is a great night to check it out because you can head to the Ackland in the evening to see the exhibit during Second Friday Art Walk. Also that evening from 6 to 9 p.m., the museum is hosting a conversation featuring two Kiowa artists and sisters. Terry Greaves is a bead worker whose works have been displayed in museums around the world, including the Smithsonian. Carrie Atombi is a jeweler and metal worker. You may have seen Lily Gladstone wearing her earrings on the red carpet at award ceremonies this year. Their conversation is going to be called We Work and Make Beautiful Things, made possible by the Caldwell Family Fund. 6 to 9 p.m. this Friday at the Ackland. It's a sold-out event, but you can still get on the wait list. Find out how to do that at ackland.org. Terry Greaves and Carrie Atombi joining us here now in the studio to talk about it. Thank you both so much for being here today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So one of you is a bead worker, one of you is a jeweler and metal worker. How did you each get into those respective materials to get us started?
I started beadworking when I was about 8 years old. My sister and I are both Kiowa, but we were raised on the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming. And on that reservation, our mother had a trading post for over 25 years, and she sold beadwork made by the Shoshone and Arapaho of that reservation, as well as beadworkers from all around. And so coming home in beadwork in a fully beaded cradle board, our mother had fully beaded diaper bag, fully beaded everything. So I was born into it, and that's how I started.
Carrie, how about you?
Well, the trading post that my mom had that we were raised in, she sold the beadwork, and she also sold a metalwork and Native American jewelry from the Southwest. But most importantly, she sold some metalwork that was Southern Plains style metalwork, which was always Kiowa tribe is from Oklahoma. So the Southern Plains metalwork, she always made a point in my child eyes was like, oh, this is the special stuff. This is the really, and I think it was because it was from our nation. So I was attracted to it. And I grew up also doing beadwork and just making things because that's what we did as a family, and was just completely surrounded by it. So when I graduated from college, I actually had a painting degree and an art history degree. I took a class at the community college in jewelry making just for fun. And it was really love at first sight or love at first touch. And I've been doing it ever since.
Awesome. When did you first feel, I don't know what the best way of putting this is, when did you first feel like you've made it? Like when you feel the most seen, like you've both had such great accomplishments. Like what was the first one that you can remember where you're like, oh man, I've made it?
For me, I have to say it's my mother's eyes. So really early on making work and presenting it to her. And I guess that approval from my mother, because she was such an expert in it, and it wasn't just Kiowa things that she knew. Because she was a trader, she knew so much about many other beadworking traditions. And so, to me, I don't know that it's making it, but it's that approval of like, oh, I'm on the path, and this is what I think I'm meant to do in this world.
From someone who knows.
From
right?
someone who yeah. knows, and someone obviously I respected. So, yeah.
Carrie?
I don't know that I actually have had that feeling. I tell you, the feeling that I have that makes me the most proud is when I'm at home and we're dancing, and I look out on the arena and I see people from my own nation wearing my pieces.
Yes.
That's when I feel like they like it enough that they wear it.
I agree with Carrie. Yeah, that's it. That's making it for sure.
Speaking with Carrie Atombi and Terry Greaves, artists and sisters who are going to be in conversation at the Ackland Art Museum this Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Their conversation called We Work and Make Beautiful Things, presented by the Caldwell Family Fund. Sold out event, but you can head to ackland.org. They've still got a wait list you can join, and it's going to be a conversation well worth checking out. What will you be discussing on Friday? What will the conversation entail, without spoiling too much?
Well, this conversation is based on Jenny Tonpohote's book, and part of what she talks about is specifically how women's influences influence Native art. Women are the holders of much of the traditional art forms, as in the women are the creators of it and the holders of all of the knowledge that goes around it. And so Jenny knew that intensely, and her focus was on clothing as a part of that. And so what we're going to be talking about is women's influence on our arts and how enormous that is.
And also the importance of clothing and adornment in and of itself, which is, you know, can be seen as like, oh, that's fashion or that's like something. But it's really a grassroots education. It's a way our mother dressed in her traditional clothing from the time that she was a young woman before Terry and I were born. And she wore her traditional clothing every day to the grocery store, to the gas station, to the, you know, to an event, to whatever. And she would, and people would stop her to talk to her about it. And she never said no. She would stop and talk and explain things, and this is who I am, and that, and hold that presence in contemporary society of that we're still here, and we are aware of we haven't been erased at all. And so adornment and clothing is a grassroots means of education.
And got to mention Jenny Tonbohote as well. Terry, I'm glad you mentioned her. She was with UNC's American Studies Department around and passed away a few years ago. But this event on Friday is being organized in her honor.
Yes. Yes.
And she was the one who introduced you or connected you to UNC in the first
yes.
place, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell
yes.
us about her.
We unfortunately never got to know her well. We're a part of the Native diaspora. Having come out of our homelands and being put into these larger city areas. And Jenny was one of those like us. And because of that, I think not being connected through our homelands and being, you know, born there, we never had that chance to make that connection to one another. And so unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of time to get to know her. And I feel very sad about that because she was so connected into something that means so much to us, which is adornment. And how that is a part of our arts and our expression of identity.
We had one conversation with her when she wrote that book. It showed up on my doorstep, and I was really excited. And I sat down, and I remember I got it, and I was like, "Wow, what is this?" And I sat down in my studio and I read it from front to back. I didn't do anything else that day besides read her book. And I called up my sister, and I was like, "Oh my God, have you heard of this book?" And Terry said, "Yeah, I sent it to you." And then later that was earlier in the year, and then later that year we went. Both Terry and I were at Gourd Clan that summer, and I felt a little tap on my shoulder, and I turned around, and it was Jenny, and she was coming over to introduce herself to me, and I was like, "Oh my God, you're the lady who wrote that book!" And she started crying, and she said, "You read my book?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course I did." And Terry came up. And so the three of us stepped back into like a more casual area of where you can hang out and visit. And the three of us visited for probably about an hour or so. And I remember when Jenny left, Terry and I were just like, "Oh my goodness, who was that? That was amazing." It was like, it was so nice to just have those conversations, even though that was the first time we met each other. That was that there was so much in common that we had. And I was incredibly sad to hear that very soon after that she had passed away.
Speaking again with Carrie Atombe and Terry Greaves, they are sisters and artists in conversation with each other this Friday. We work and make beautiful things at the Ackland Art Museum, ackland.org for more information. It's a sold out event, but you can still get on the wait list. It's all part of Passed Forward, Native American art from Oklahoma's Gilcrease Museum. That's the exhibit at the Ackland that runs all the way through April 28th. What should folks know that we haven't talked about the conversation on Friday, that event?
Jamie Powell, who's a curator and she's a member of the Osage Tribe, is going to come and moderate the talk with us, which I'm looking forward. Jamie's a friend and a very interesting woman, so I'm looking forward to visiting with both my sister and with Jamie and talking about making beautiful things and being females in Native American art.
It's going to be it's a fantastic exhibit. It's going to be a fantastic talk on Friday. We Work and Make Beautiful Things with Carrie Atombe and Terry Greaves, both in conversation. Again, thanks to the Caldwell Family Fund for making that possible. Ackland.org is the website. Go there and get on the wait list for that event and get more information about Passed Forward, Native American art from Oklahoma's Gilcrease Museum. That exhibit runs until April 28th, so you got a few weeks left to check that out. Carrie, Terry, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.